Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I want to share with you this morning how important it is to give thanks to the Lord. And I want to give a shout out to those who are either mentally taking notes. I don't know how you can catch all of it, but maybe you got that ability. Those of you that take notes off of your phone or who actually have paper and you're taking notes, I want to give you six things from God's Word on how we can give thanks and what it will do for us when we carry a new attitude of thanksgiving, regardless of what we may be going through. So this morning, if you have your Bibles and you can also look at the screen, our main scripture is going to be 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. By the way, there are multitudes of books that you can read, but there's no book greater than the Bible. God's word is eternal and it's settled forever in heaven. That's his word. I just gave you a scripture verse. Here's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This is going to be the foundation off of what we're going to build this morning. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So if you were wondering, how will I know who belongs to who? Check out this verse again. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Those who belong to Christ Jesus are centered in the Father's will, and regardless of the circumstances that they're going through, they're going to be thankful. And people will want to be around you because you have an attitude of thanksgiving. I found this quote in Our Daily Bread, and I'd like to share it with you. I just put it in late last night, and it says this: we don't need more to be thankful for. We need to be more thankful. Amen. Man, have you noticed that the more you get, the more responsibility you have? I mean, the more we get and the more that we receive and the more that we purchase, that just makes you more manageable to all those things you've got to take care of. So it's not about having more, it's about having more thanksgiving. This morning I want to share with you from God's word how important it is for us to develop an attitude of thanksgiving. Outsmart the weather station or the local news or social media. Yes? If you have your Bibles and can go with me to Colossians chapter 3. Or you may follow along on the screen, verses 15, 16, and 17. Did you know that giving thanks produces peace in your life? Now you think about that. You look out on the horizon of your world, and those people that are around you, see how many people operate in peace. Giving thanks produces peace. Listen to God's word, please. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body. So I want to pause right there as we're reading through the text. I speak peace over this entire house. That's a lot of families. Watch this. I speak peace over Chiefland. But see, I shouldn't be the only one doing that. You should be doing that. I speak peace in the coming week over Chiefland Middle High School. See how that works? And I want Christ to rule at that location. And be thankful, the writer says. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, we did that this morning, hymns and spiritual songs, with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through the Father, God the Father, through him. So you can see from the text that that attitude of gratitude is something that has got to be on the inside and it's expressed on the outside. Giving thanks produces peace. I declare peace. How about this? Let's be Jewish this morning. Shalom. I speak shalom. Shalom means peace. I speak shalom over this region in the name of Jesus. And we won't be people who are amped up by the market. In fact, I'll give you a little information. It bothers people when you won't get amped up. Amen. Found that out this week. It's like they want you to feel like they're feeling. Aren't you nervous? Aren't you concerned? Aren't you? No, I'm not under those. None of the above. Listen closely. Found this again out of Our Daily Bread because I want to make sure that everything is concrete and foundational. How many wanted to be in a safe place this past week? Concrete, foundational? Okay. Gratitude is a natural response to God's grace. If you're living in God's grace, you've got an attitude of gratitude and you have a heart of thanksgiving. It doesn't matter what the weather channel says. It doesn't matter what the station says. It doesn't matter what social media says. It doesn't matter what friends say. It doesn't even matter what I say. It matters what God says. And God is loaded with grace. Come on, church. God is loaded with grace. So what is God's thanksgiving in our heart bring about? It brings about peace in the midst of the storm. What did Jesus do when the boys were in the boat and they were facing a storm? Man, he shows up and he speaks peace. I want to encourage you, at least try it out, okay? All right, so we're in football season. On your first down, why not run this play? I speak peace over this upcoming week. Over our finances, over everything that's going on, I declare peace. Shalom. Speak peace. Secondly, Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Oh, by the way, this is God's word, not your word, not my word. This is God's word. We are prone to worry about everything. Come on, church. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. So listen, let's just pretend I'm very simple-minded. When I hear people talking in a worry mode, I know that they're not praying. See how that works? Let's read that again. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Oh, wow. So then I've got to go back, research all the things that he's done, begin giving him thanks for all of that, and then I'm to tell him what my needs are, and all of that sets me free from the trap of worry. Giving thanks is a result of a prayer life. So when people are not giving God thanks, and they're not thankful for the things the Lord is doing, they've not been talking upward. They've been talking outward, but not upward. Come on, church. Oh, hallelujah. So let's talk about Jesus. Man, that's a chorus we used to sing back in the day. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he. Ladies and gentlemen, if that bores you, it's those kind of choruses that keeps me balanced in the storms of life. Mm-hmm. That's right. So let's talk about Jesus for a moment, not the chorus. Did Jesus go through storms? Yes. Was he at peace? Yes. Was Jesus a man of prayer? Yes, he was. He prayed more than he preached. Amen. Preachers today need to do what Jesus did. Amen. Preach less and pray more. Amen. So when I tally up the amount of time that I speak at Forward Church, which is maybe 30 minutes on Sunday morning, 35, and if you're legalistic, you can shove it out to 40. Ooh, I like to play like that sometimes. Because, see, Jesus, listen, he came to put the law to rest. Legal people are destructive people. Did you know that? That's why he went to the cross. They can't even legally manage their own life, but boy, do they like to bring the law down on you, don't they? But see, Jesus knew that that would interrupt peace, so he just went to a safe place and he just began to pray. I hope in 1 week I have more time in prayer than I actually have in speaking in this house, because that's where the power is really. Come on, church. You're thinking about a pastor, right? No. I broke that down, didn't I? If you do more of this around people than you do this around the Father, you're going to misdirect people. Amen. Right. Well, that's only two, and I could stop right there, because you know what? Now I can see my dad, and I can hear my daddy, and I think about him more and more every day, and he used to say to me all the time, listen, Dennis Wayne, go quietly. Godly people go quietly. Ungodly people run their mouths and disturb your peace and destroy thanksgiving in you. Come on, church. Come on, church. Keep moving, please. Psalm 106, verse 1. Giving thanks is going to reflect his love in our lives. Listen to 106:1, please. Praise the Lord. Wow. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Short-term or long-term with God's love, church? Long and eternal. Eternal. You see, when he was hanging on the cross, his arms weren't just open, his hands were open. The Holy Spirit spoke to me during this past week, he being the teacher of all teachers, and said, this will be a week for you and your wife to be sowing into the lives of others. I'm going to need some of the resources I've given to you. I want you to spread it out and send it to them. Come on, church. I'm talking about love. Look. Love is not saying, I love you. Love is action. Love is action. I mean, if that's what it takes to trip you up, the enemy himself will come to you and say, I love you. If that's all you need to hear, you're in trouble. You've got to see action behind love. Now you know love. Amen. I was talking about Jesus on the cross. I was talking about his hands didn't curl, and just think about the Jewish nation. He died for Gentiles as well as Jews. Whew. Giving thanks reflects his love. Let's go back over that verse. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. He's good. And his steadfast love endures forever. Listen, there's no evil in God. Now, how's that mess up this generation? Well, they see actors and actresses playing good roles, and then the next time they watch a movie, they're over here playing an evil role. And so then everything gets twisted, and then all of a sudden they start thinking about God, and they go, maybe God's like that, or maybe God's like this. No, God is good. No, God is good. His character is good. There's no evil in him. Evil appeared in heaven, and God was the first one to kick a field goal. And out came, can anybody give the Lord praise? But you see, we don't even know how evil that worship leader was. I'm talking about Lucifer. Because you wouldn't call pride evil, would you? But that's how evil he was. You wouldn't call status evil, would you? But that's how evil he was. He wanted the same status in heaven that, come on, church, that the Father had and the Son had and the Spirit of God had. That's called evil. Dangerous when you put yourself on the same playing field as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's evil. And the book of Jeremiah, it says, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Meaning we can't even know how bad we could be if it wasn't for the grace of God. Causes me to give thanks to the Lord. Man, I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Whew. All right, all right. Let's go back over the ones we've got so far. Giving thanks produces peace. Giving thanks results from prayer. So the more that you pray, the more at peace you will be. Thursday was a faculty staff day for all of us, and someone was riding around with me. I kind of figured this thing out. When you have short legs, why walk all over the campus? Find something to ride in. Like, Lord Jesus, I'm done. It's only been like a month, but like my legs are like, are you ready? Can you think? So I'm riding around on a golf cart. Boy, it needs a little bit more power. I like those kind that will really kind of, choo, and you get juiced up and you know what I'm talking about? No. And somebody was riding with me and they had just gotten out of a conversation with someone and it was all downhill. You guys can figure out what that means, all downhill. And as the person jumped in the golf cart with me, I said to them, I said, did you hear the latest on Jesus? And they started laughing. And I said, he really was upset on the day that he was marked to walk down the road of Via Dolorosa. He was upset. And he said to his father, I'm acting, okay? Father, this is not a good day for me. I'm not going to be able to make this walk. I'm not interested in walking down the Via Dolorosa. And I hear that there's a cross waiting on me. I don't like these circumstances. Can you take me off? On church. Jesus knew when he came here what his mission was. And he never ever took the side road. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he loves us. Will you give him praise in the house? Wow. 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 Kind of reminds me of those men. I was watching a program this past week because, you know, you just had some extra time. I was watching 9/11 all over again. And I was watching as some of those firemen, as they went up, they helped individuals come down and they turned around and went on up. Knowing the consequences and the circumstances, they still went up. So did Jesus. Jesus knew the situation, the circumstances, and he also knew how many times in a lifetime we would turn our backs on him, but he still went up. Come on now. To Mount Golgotha. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he died there for you and I. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Yeah, that was kind of fun yesterday, and for those Gator fans, you know, we're excited for you, but come on back to reality. That game's over. But it was fun, wasn't it? It was fun, wasn't it? That moment was like, whew. But do you know that giving thanks to the Lord exalts Jesus Christ? He always will score the touchdown for you. He will always make sure you get a first down. He will always make sure there will be a grand entrance for you and your family into his eternal home if you will simply begin exalting the name that's above every name. Listen to the Bible, God's word. Psalm 100, verse 4. Are you ready? Giving thanks exalts Jesus. Listen, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Praise his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Yesterday when we were watching various games, I saw on the Florida field, and I guess I kind of forgot, that Steve Spurrier's name is up there. It's like Steve Spurrier, Florida field. That's nothing in comparison to the name that's above every name, and that name has been exalted, and he longs for us to exalt the name that's above every name. Join the multitudes who've already gone home to be with him and begin exalting the Lord in the midst of the storms of life. Exalt the name of the Lord your God. He is for you, not against you. Yes. I heard about Molly this week. Mm-hmm. And our kids are exalting Molly. The enemy's doing everything he can to trap our kids. And I don't know where the parents are. I don't know where grandparents are. But Molly's loose. Pastor, you've lost me. Really? We're exalting false gods. We are exalting those things to give us a temporary relief when the Holy Spirit will come and infuse you and give you strength. He'll give you energy. He will fill you. He will flood you. Oh, my goodness. But Molly is all over this community and communities. And the church needs to come alive. What? Because when God's people begin to exalt Him and give thanks to the Lord, those strongholds will be kicked out through the goalposts of life, and drugs will no longer be on our campuses, in our communities. You can't have multiple gods. In our daily bread, I found this yesterday and I put it in my notes. It says this, listen closely. Be grateful to God for even the smallest gift. Watch this. Everybody wants to focus on the young man who threw the pass or the young man that caught the pass. What about all the other ones that were holding those blocks? Well, excuse me, maintaining their blocks. Because we all know, if you know football, it's real easy to really lock in and hold your opponent, which is not the right thing to do, but they were managing. What about recognizing those individuals? We want to throw everything towards the one that wins the game. What about those that helped make that happen? Pastor, you've lost us. Why do we always give God praise for all the big things, but we forget the little things that He's been doing all along? Give thanks unto the Lord for the little things, not just the big things. Come on, church. Right there for us. Yes. Yes, yes. Well, we're real close to the finish line. Let's go back through them real quick. Giving thanks exalts Jesus. Giving thanks reflects His love. Giving thanks results from prayer. Giving thanks produces peace. And now the big one. There's two to go. Giving thanks is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Ready? Psalm 116, verse 17. Once again, this is God's word, which means it takes precedence over everything that I've said. In fact, you really don't even need anything that I've said. What you need is the bread of life. And let me encourage you, as I do Joshua every day, you need the bread of life, not just on Sundays and Wednesdays. You need the bread of life every day. There's something you should look for and pick up His word and say, now speak to me. Through the word. Psalm 116, verse 17. We're talking about giving thanks as a sacrifice. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. So giving praise and giving an attitude and an offering of thanksgiving is not always easy. Sometimes it's a sacrifice. I remember when the Lord rerouted my prayer for my sister Marcia, and He chose the better way to let her come on home to be with Him. I had to get through that, over that, and begin to give Him an attitude and a gratitude of thanksgiving from my spirit, even though my prayer didn't get answered the way. Am I talking to anybody in here right now? Because boy, do we get jacked up when God doesn't answer it the way we prayed. Well, it was a good message till He said that. I don't like it anymore. He said, I'll have to live a life of sacrifice. In our daily bread, that was not a put down. It's the reality of like, man, God, I'm all fired up. Thank You for hearing my prayer. What? You didn't answer it the way I wanted you to answer it. He's God. You're not. He's God. I'm not. He knows what's best. We don't. Come on, church. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. Our daily bread, listen closely, serving others is a way of thanking God. So I want to give you a big shout out this morning. I've heard throughout the community and many within this ministry who have been helping others. That is an attitude of thanksgiving. May the Lord bless you and shower blessings on you for helping others during this past week. And then for all of our students in here. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want to give you a quote, but before I do, I want to give you a storyline that I saw yesterday from a soldier athlete at the University of Army, West Point. This young man is either number 56 or 57. We don't care about those numbers because they're up there on the line. This is not sports related. We just chase those who catch the touchdown or make the great pass or whatever, whatever. But we forget about those that are in the trenches of life. But they took this particular soldier athlete from Army and they put on the TV screen what he does every day from the time he gets up to the time he goes to bed. It's all scripted out by church, hello, all by the hour. Do you know that if our students had a more disciplined lifestyle, they wouldn't have time for Molly. They wouldn't have time for back seats. Am I too close? They wouldn't have time to make sure mom and dad weren't home so they could have the house for themselves. Because they have a schedule and it's all written out. And he's got it all written out every day what he does at this hour and this hour and this hour. Listen closely, young people. All young people, not just student athletes. Stop admiring success and start making the sacrifices necessary to achieve success. Where are my parents this morning backing me up going, that's exactly what our kids need to hear. Wow. Let me read it again. Stop admiring success and start making the sacrifices necessary to achieve success.
Oh, I got a picture with Tim Tebow.
Great. He is successful. What about you? I'm successful because I talk to... Really? Come on, church. Please don't tell me I'm not down in the mix. I'm right down in the mix of life right now. People get more jacked up over nothing than they do over the reality of, I've got a schedule and this is how my schedule is going to look tomorrow. And by God's grace and His mercy, with an attitude of thanksgiving, I'm going to get it all done. Where have those days gone in this nation? Last one. Come on, church. Psalm 28, verse 7. Giving thanks reflects your faith. Then I'll give all six of them to you and we're done. Giving thanks. Psalm 28, verse 7. Listen closely. The Lord, this is God's word. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust Him with all my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Church, I cannot tell you how many times this week the old hymns, that doesn't mean that they're old, that just means they're back in that day, in that era. How many of those hymns the Holy Spirit has brought back to my attention and I've been singing the lyrics without a hymnal. And the choruses that have come back and I've been singing them and just begin thanking the Lord because He's my strength and He's my shield. How long has it been since you simply declared, you're my strength, you're my shield, you are my Lord, you are my God, we're going through, let's go. You're the champion. You're the mighty warrior. I'm following you. Let's go. Onward, forward. Come on, church. Father, we thank you. So here was a cool prayer that I found as we prepare to close the message, but not His ministry. Whose ministry? The Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says that He will bring back to our memory all the things that He has taught us. Hopefully, all of us have been students today, and we have taken note of the six things from His Word that will keep us with an attitude of gratitude. Listen closely. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You for food and remember the hungry. We thank You for healing hands and remember the sick. We thank you for friends and remember the friendless. We thank you for freedom and remember the enslaved. I want to pause right there. Who in the house this morning will join me this week in praying for human trafficking across this nation? Just begin praying and interceding. I just want to see who would like peace, 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 peace. You'll begin praying over human trafficking. Jacksonville is the number one city in the nation. Human trafficking. Isn't that a storm? That's a storm. Next. As we think about that prayer, who will join me in prayer and peace over your life? Who will join me in prayer that drugs are going to get cleaned up at Chiefland Middle, Chiefland High School? And Ali and all the rest are going to go. And I speak a hedge of protection. Whoa, that was different, wasn't it? Wow, I got to listen to what Pastor's saying. I speak a hedge of protection around your life as you'll be praying that God's going to help us clean up. Who will join me in prayer and I speak peace over your life that nothing happens in this district or this state in regards to our schools that happened out west when that student brought a gun to school? Who will pray? Who will pray this week? I speak peace over your life. I speak peace over your life. Ooh. Kids want to know we care, church. Kids want to know we really care. And we're in the trenches. We don't have number 15. On our jersey, we don't have number 45. That's a historic number. We don't have number 32 on our, we don't even care if we have. We're like Army. Joshua pointed out to me yesterday afternoon, he said, Dad, their names aren't even on the back of their jersey. It just says Army. Who will join me this week praying for others before you pray for yourself? Will you do that? Come on. We're in the presence of the Lord. He's here. Good. We're going to be praying for others before we pray for ourselves. We're going to lift up others this week. What are you doing? I'm giving out assignments. Teachers and educators that are here, they know exactly what's going on. Wow, this is the wrap up, and we're getting some assignments for the week. This is how I enlarge peace in my life. This is how I strengthen my prayer life. This is how I activate my faith. This is how I dispense love. Oh, I got to make some sacrifices this week. Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I want you to listen real close. The teacher is here, the Holy Spirit. He spoke to me just a moment ago. The Holy Spirit, he speaks to you too. Listen closely. And he said, because of this hour together, this community will never be shipwrecked. This community will never be shipwrecked. He has placed an anchor of thanksgiving in this community. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. He is that anchor. In the midst of the storms that we have gone through and what we may still go through, we will never experience shipwreck because we have, listen closely, hearkened to the voice of the Lord. God's voice. Now, Father, I thank you. And as we celebrate together in closing, with an attitude of thanksgiving, may we walk out of here with a little extra juice, a little kick, a little punch, a little because you have met with us and deposited inside of us storage of thanksgiving for those all around us. In Jesus' name, God's people said, would you stand with me? I want to read the closing verse under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I want us to hear this closing verse, and then we're going to transition into our closeout song. One more time, listen to God's word. God's word. Delete anything that I've said. Hearken to the word of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Be thankful in all circumstances, For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Let's make a declaration at the family of believers this morning. Can we do that? Heavenly Father, I thank you that your will for my life is to give thanks in all circumstances. I will, because you did. Father, now seal that to our hearts. Whatever the circumstances this week that we will be facing as a group of believers, as individuals, I want to say in advance, we will, as family members, give thanks to the Lord, for this is your will for our lives. And we bless you in Jesus' name. God's people said, amen. I want you to enjoy. This is our closeout. I want you to enjoy this song, Give Thanks to the Lord. The lyrics will be on the screen. Sing along. And if you want to high five each other, I want you to do that. I want us to walk out of here knowing that the message today was one of thanksgiving. Not because of November coming, but because his presence was with us all last week. Oh, give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.